We're going to talk about Purim today. We don't have the piece in front of you. The pieces in front of you are not from the Ramban Al HaTorah. There are a couple of references in the Ramban Al HaTorah that relate to Purim. But what we're going to do today is something a little bit different. The big piece on the page that takes up most of the page is actually from the Chidushei HaRamban, meaning from his writings on Gemara. Now, generally speaking, the Pirush Ramban Al HaTorah and the Chidushei Ramban Al HaShas are two very different svarim with different styles and different language usage, and they really have no shaykhs to each other. But this particular piece happens to be a bit of an exception. There's a lot in this piece where he's talking about psukim and he's talking about reasons for inyanim and less about actual lamdas. But before we get into the larger piece, there's something at the top of the page which I don't know if we will or won't have time tonight to connect it to the larger thing that we're learning, but it's nice to see it anyway. This is a very small excerpt from a sefer called the Sefer HaGeula, which is one of the Ramban's lesser-known svarim. You can find it here in the Beis Medrash in the two-volume Kisvei HaRamban, where they collect a lot of the short, lesser-known svarim or writings of the Ramban, including, as we've mentioned before, some things that were thought to be from the Ramban that are really not. But this, as far as I know, really is the Ramban. He wrote something called the Sefer HaGeula, which was written to address the need of Yidden in his time and place, that they were under relentless attack from the church to try to convince them of the folly of their ways and to get them to see the light of their religion. And the main argument that the Christians were coming with was that the Messiah has already come. And therefore our religion, that's how the Christians sort of identified the key divide between Judaism and Christianity. Where the Jews believe that the Messiah is still in the future, and the Christians believe that Messiah has already come. Now, in the Ramban's Sefer HaVikuach, there's a very, very nice paragraph where he says that they're totally missing the boat, that is not the divide between Judaism and Christianity. But be that as it may, that's what the Christians were hitting with. And so the Ramban felt that there was, maybe they were making inroads, even among Yidden, never mind that occasionally there were some that went and converted, but even among the frum Yidden that remained Neman Lashem Eloteirasai, but they were making inroads in the sense that they were weakening people's amuna and getting people wondering that, because after all, they were good at bringing psukim from Navi, especially from Yeshaya, that talked about, there were nevuos about the coming of Mashiach, and they would argue that some of the nevuos were already fulfilled. And the Ramban wrote a contrast of whatever, a small work called Sefer HaGeula, in which the main thrust of the work is to show Yidden that Mashiach is still in the future, it's not in the past. And a large part of the work is devoted to showing that many nevuos are about the future, that as opposed to what maybe they were arguing, that all the things that you read about in Navi, you're supposed to be able to find in the history about 1,250 years before the times of the Ramban. He was saying, no, there's a lot of what's written in the Sifrei Nevi'im, which is very easily demonstrable that it's not about the future, that it's not about the past, it's not things that already happened, but it's in the future, and therefore that's supposed to be Mechazek HaRamuna, the whole Indian of B'ez HaMashiach would be in the future. Now, in going through this inyan, one of the points that he makes is that when there are nevuos about the Jewish people being redeemed, that can't be a reference to what happened at the time of Ezra, Anshas Agdola, Mordechai. Right, that's around the time of the Purim story, is when the Yidden were coming back, Rishon Koresh, Koresh gave them permission, and the Yidden were coming back to Eretz Yisrael, and they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, and so the Christians wanted the Jews to believe that that was the fulfillment of the Nevuah. So the Ramban is saying that it cannot be, and he very carefully goes through, by demonstrating from many, many Pesukim, that there are nevuahs about the Jewish people being brought back to Eretz Yisrael, the Jewish people comprising of 12 tribes. But the entire Geula that happened around the time of the Purim story, with Ezra and Zerubbabel very shortly after the Purim story, the Rishon Kairish, which was very shortly before the Purim story, that entire story involved only Shevet Yehuda, or Malchus Yehuda, which was not just Shevet Yehuda, it was Yehuda and Binyamin and the Kehanim, but they were all part of Malchus Yehuda way back in the times of Yeravim ben Nevat. The Jewish people had divided into two kingdoms. There was the Malchus Yisrael and the Malchus Yehuda. And the Malchus Yisrael went into Golos earlier in the times of Sancheirev, and the Malchus of Yehuda is what went into Golos in the times of Nebuchadnezzar, and they were brought to Babel. And the Ramban, if you just take a look at this line over here, which is just a small piece that is on the page, Hine az kedavim mefurish b'kos of pamim rabbis. I'm just going to mention something which, if you read Psukim carefully, it'll be abundantly obvious. And the Psukim that he brings are sort of a combination of a lot of Yeshaya, a lot of Ezra, and Divrei Hayamim. Min ha'yedua shaloi shavu begalus Ezra rak shevet Binyamin, shevet Yehuda u'Binyamin. Ha'goylim al yedei Nebuchadnezzar dinas Bavel. They're the ones that had gone through Nebuchadnezzar to Bavel. Kasha amam b'tchilas ha'gula hi v'yikum rashi avais le'Yehuda u'Binyamin ha'kehanim alavim. In other words, he's saying that the whole return at the end of 70 years, that was because there was a nevuah, right? Yirmiyah had said, you're going to come back at the end of 70 years. He said that to whom? That nevuah of Yirmiyah was said long after the Aseret HaShvatim had gone into Galus. So that nevuah was said to Yehuda, Malchus Yehuda. So when it came to the end of 70 years, it was only Malchus Yehuda that came back. Malchus Yisrael that had gone out to Chalach and Chavar and elsewhere earlier, they had no geula whatsoever in the time when the second Beis HaMikdash was built. And therefore, again, his larger point in his Sefer is to say, therefore, that can't possibly be the fulfillment of the Nevuah about the geula of the Jewish people. But in Yenenu, where it's going to tie in to our discussion, it's going to relate to the Purim story, it's just Hagufa. That he's saying that whatever return to Eretz Yisrael happened around the time of the Purim story was entirely only Malchus Yehuda, or the Shvatim that was Maseches Malchus Yehuda, and not all the other Shvatim. Okay, now let's put that on the side, and hopefully we'll have a chance to bring it back into the discussion. But now the piece that you see on the rest of the page is actually his opening piece on Maseches Megillah, the Chiddush Haraman of Maseches Megillah, and he starts off. He begins Mashinu Krochan Mukav Mochaymi. He quotes the opening mission. Then he says, "Ani Tama Ma'oid." The Ramban raises a question, which many Rishonim from the Ramban and on have talked about this question, but he started it. Maro al Kachol Ma'igia Aleihem Lasis Yisrael Agudos BaMitzvah Hazoi. Why in the world did Chazal institute in the Antiv of Purim something so unusual and so antithetical to the way the Torah is usually set up, that different Jews observe the Antiv on different days, that the people in the walled cities, Krachem, Mokapim, Chayim, Reis, Yishub, and Nun, observe Purim, read the Megillah on the 15th, and the Krachem, the Yaris Gedolos, the Prazim, the open cities, read the Megillah on the 14th, why in the world would Chazal set up the Yom Tov in such a way that there's different dates for different people? He says, and making Yisrael agudas, making the Jewish people into factions, that there's, you know, different groups have different ways of doing the mitzvah. He means to be referring to the fact that there's a leisas and the Torah, leisas Yisrael agudas. Now he says, even though, of course, I don't mean to say that this is a violation of leisas gaididu, that would be an older kasha. That's the kasha of the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Yudalid, Yigimel Beis Yudalid. The Gemara over there asks about why this whole arrangement is not a problem of leisas gaididu, and the Gemara says it's in different cities. You don't have any mixing really. The people in the walled cities have their way of doing it. The people in the open cities have their way of doing it. So the Gemara says it's not a violation of leisas gaididu. But the Ramban says, okay, fine. But leisas gaididu is about if the Torah gives a mitzvah. You know, the Torah, let's take the example over there. The Torah gives a mitzvah of Yibam. And then different interpretations arise and different practices develop in which you have some Jews doing Yibum in one set of circumstances and other Jews doing Yibum in a different set of circumstances. So that's a Leisus Kaidi do, which the Gemara addresses, and on that the Gemara says, well, if the different groups are in different places, it's Nishka Feralach, it's not a violation of Leisus Kaidi do. But to set up Lechatchila, before there's any misinterpretation and, you know, development of Minhagim, to set up deliberately that Jews should do things in different ways, doesn't that go against the spirit of Leisus Kaidi do? And the Rabbanu would never make up such a halacha. Avagav, the Lekha Hacha Mishum Leisus Kaidi do, the Havale Shnei Bati Dinim Shnei Yeres Kedisa Parakamadi Yavamais. That's what it should say, Yavamais. Why would they deliberately do that? On the contrary, we know it's such a value in the Torah that all of Klal Yisrael should be serving Hashem the same way, and the Torah puts in an aveira of Leisus Kaidi do. Okay, there are rules about exactly when it's a violation of the aveira and when it's not, but between the aveira of Leisus Kaidi do and the pasuk of Tera Achas Yilachem, it's clear that the Tera values all of Klal Yisrael keeping the same mitzvahs in the same way. So why would Chazal ever deliberately set up a system with two different practices? The Ramban finds it very troubling. He writes V'shem Yesh Leimar. He brings here a first teretz, which he brings down, and he's going to reject it. He doesn't like this teretz. Well, going forward, we're going to call this the Teretz of the Ran. Now, obviously, just to get our history straight, the Ran comes after the Ramban, right? So he's not quoting the Ran, but he thought of this Teretz and rejected it, and then he's going to go on to say a different Teretz that he likes better. The Ran, coming along 100 years later, says, and reading this Ramban and seeing the two terutzim of the Ramban, the one that the Ramban didn't like and the one that he did like, the Ran says, actually, I like the other one better. So he ends up adopting this V'shem Yesh Leimar of the Ramban. But the Ramban made it up first. And if you take a look at the line that I underlined with the thick line in the V'shem Yesh Leimar, which is the last words, that really is the key sentence. K'derech she'ir lehem kach kavu aysam. And I have a hunch that most people, if you haven't really ever given thought to the kasha, but you sort of just have this vague sense that it makes sense. I think this is probably the vague sense that most of us have, that if you just, you know, you sit in shul and you hear the Megillah and you hear that there was, that the holiday kind of happened in two stages. That's the whole story of Perek Tes. Here in Perek Tes, the Yidden were given permission to fight against their enemies and to prevail over their enemies, and they were able to defeat their enemies. And they fought on the 13th, and they rested on the 14th. And then it says in Perek Tes, is there a Chumash around the table? On any of these tables? Around Chumash Shemos that would have a Megillah in the back? Thank you. Okay, thank you. Then it says in Perek Tes that Achashverosh said to Esther, is there anything else you'd like? And Esther said, yeah, in Shushan they could use another day. And Achashverosh said, your wish is granted. So he gave them another day, and they fought also on the 14th, and they didn't rest until the 15th. So when you read those psukim, it says that there were people that had their Yom Noyach on the 14th, and there were other people, the people of Shushan, that had their Yom Noyach on the 15th. And then when you open the Mishnayis and you hear that there are people that have the Yom Tif on the 14th and other people that have the Yom Tif on the 15th, so you kind of put two and two together, the two Yom Noyach with the two Yimei Purim, and they say, oh, Kederech Shir Lehem Kach Kavoy Sam, the way it happened, that there was some that had their Noyach on the 14th, so they got their Yom Tif on the 14th, and others had their Yom Noyach on the 15th, they got the Yom Tif on the 15th. Now, the problem is that the two groups don't match up at all. In the Megillah, the two groups are the people in all the cities of the world being one group. They rested on the 14th versus Shushan. They rested on the 15th. There is no correlation with big city. With walled cities and open cities. except for the fact that Shushan happened to have been a walled city. But the Gemara actually says that Shushan doesn't really qualify for the category of walled city, because our category of walled city is cities that are walled from the times of Yeshua ben Nun. So the way that, which Shushan is not, so the way that this teretz would be said is that, the way the Ramban says it before he slugs it up, when he wants to suggest this teretz, what he says is that the way the menucha played out was that it was the whole world on the 14th and then Shushan on the 15th. So Chazal wanted to institute it that way, that there should be two different Yom Tovim for the rest of the world and for Shushan. But they didn't want to make it for just Shushan by themselves. That would be the only place in the world that has that special day. So they needed to broaden the case. He doesn't speak this out, but maybe we could throw in, after all, is it reasonable to expect that there would always be Jews in Shushan? You know, Bnei Yisrael going to Gullus in different parts of the world, and we're, you know, always being thrown out of one place and led into another place. Ironically, it happens to be that we get in lesson in Shushan a lot longer than most other places in the world. But certainly there's no guarantee that there would always be Jews in Shushan. So to make a halacha that in Shushan it has its own special day, that's a halacha that maybe wouldn't have so much staying power. So they wanted to broaden the category. So they broadened the category to say all walled cities. Why walled cities? Because those are mekaymet hanechbadim. Those are the chashuva cities. So they took a chashuva category of cities and they made it go together with Shushan. And so that's why we have these two practices. It's done deliberately to commemorate the Kederich She'iru Lahem, that when the story happened, it played out on two separate days. So to commemorate that, to include that in the Pursumin Issa, there are two different days of Purim. One day for regular cities and one day for walled cities, because really it's for Shushan, but to expand the category they wanted to add others, so they added Chashuva cities. Chashuva cities they define as those that have a wall, and that wall goes from Tam Yeshua ben Nun. The Ramban says Ein Tam Zem Masik V'Tev Be'Einai. He doesn't like this pshat. He writes a little bit why he doesn't like it. Others add that also, I think maybe from the end of the piece, it sounds a little bit like the Ramban was bothered by this. Also, that according to this, the point about having a wall, not having a wall, is really seems kind of arbitrary. When you read the Mishnah, it seems like it's all about that. Like Chazal wanted walled cities to have a different day, but according to this, it doesn't have to do with walls. With walls, it really is for Shushan, and then they needed to do something. So what? They could have said all cities with a two-syllable name. Some category that Shushan would be a part of. The way the Tashbetz says that it would have been more mistaken to say big cities or capital cities, because Shushan was a major city and it was a capital city. So let Chazal have made a takana that in Berlin and London and Paris, those are capital cities. They're like Shushan. They should be on the 15th. But walled cities, what shayches? And furthermore, it's particularly shver if, I know we're not learning the Gemara now, but maybe some of you have recently done the beginning of Megillah, when the Gemara in Beis Amid Beis is analyzing the fact that that according to the Tanna of our Mishnah, the category of walled cities is defined as Mimais Yeshua Min Nun, the Gemara then asks, but then Shushan shouldn't read on the 15th, because Shushan's not Mimais Yeshua Min Nun. And the Gemara says, yeah, but Shushan, because of the Nais, they put it into that category also. So from the reading of the Gemara, it seems like there's this category, and Shushan is really like the stepchild. He's the odd man out, the one that doesn't quite fit into the category. The Gemara asks, what's Shushan doing in that category? And the Gemara says, they threw Shushan in as well. That's the reading of the Gemara. According to this teretz, the Shavu Yishleimar, it's just the opposite. What do you mean Shushan shouldn't be in this category? The whole category is Shushan. Everybody else is the stepchild. The category is really Shushan. It's because Shushan had their Yom Noyach on the 15th. That's why there's a mitzvah reading on the 15th. So the Gemara doesn't shtim with this teretz. So the Ramban is not happy with it. And the whole idea of Kederech She'iru Lahem Kach Kavu Eitzam, that it's based on the fact that they were two separate Yom Noyachs, that the Ramban rejects. So he, in the next paragraph, Kishi Iyanti Biksuvim, he has a new and a very original pshat, which is not, it's not anything that strikes you right away just when you're sitting and listening to the Megillah, but he does say that if you read the Megillah, we'll go through some of the psukim, if you read through the Megillah carefully, you'll notice that it really does sound like this. And maybe we'll even start with that part. I'm opening the Megillah to Perek Tes. And it says, after the parts that we told earlier, which were earlier in the Perek, about how they fought against them, and they won the war, and they rested on the 14th, except in Shushan, and in Shushan they rested on the 15th. Then it says, so Psukim Yud Zayin and Yud Ches are reviewing the story. It says on the 13th they fought, and on the 14th they rested and celebrated. But in Shushan on the 13th and the 14th they fought, and the 15th they rested and they celebrated. That was Yud Zayin and Yud Ches. Now listen carefully to Pasuk Yud Ches. Al Kena Yehudim HaPrazim, Prazim means open cities. Hayeshim Ba'ari HaPrazais, Oysim Esyayim Ba'aras L'Chedesh Adr, Simcha Mishachman Etzishlor Yehu. He had just said about how the open cities had the regular cities had a Yom Noach on the 14th, and Shushan had a Yom Noach on the 15th. And then it says Al Kain, the Jews in the open cities celebrate. They have they make a Yontif on the 14th, and it does not go on and say anything about a Yontif on the 15th. It says the story that happened. Then it says Al Kain, there is a Yontif for the Prazim on the 14th. And there's no mention of any other Yontif. Then it says, in Pasuk Chaf, Mordechai sent out letters. Vayichtev Mordechai hadvar me'ele, vayishlach svar me'kala Yehudim, l'kai, asher b'chom min yizem alach ha-chashverosh, l'kai yamaleim li'yis oisim, the 14th and the 15th, b'chol shana v'shana. So the Ramban is medayik in the Pesukim that there were two stages. There was, before Mordechai wrote his letter, there was what we'll call the grassroots Yomtev. The Yomtev that developed just because the Yidden instinctively reacted and said, let's celebrate, let's make it, I don't mean celebrate at the time, but in the following year and years, that every day in commemoration of this, let's make a Yomtev. That happened all by itself before anybody told them to. Before Vayichtev Mordechai, there was a grassroots Yomtev. But if you read very carefully, only on the 14th, and only for the Prazim. The Prazim celebrated on the 14th. The implication is that the Mukafim celebrated not at all. It doesn't say on the Mukafim on the 15th. You need to come to a Mishnah to see that the Mukafim Chaim Reis Shemanun read the Megillah on the 15th. But when the Pasuk is saying what happened, you see two things. First of all, that there were two stages. There was the grassroots Yontif, and then Vayichtev Mordechai, we'll call that the legislated Yontif. The grassroots Yontif only happened in the open cities and not in the walled cities. And then Mordechai sent out a letter, El Kol HaYehudim, which the Ramban is going to interpret to mean that he wanted to include the walled cities also in the Yontif. And there it says something that, that there's a Yontif on the 14th and on the 15th. So what's going on? Why would there have been... Now, this is already more appealing because this sounds like... Again, we don't have any Hezbollah at all yet, but this sounds like there's some diuk in the Pasuk that there should be a difference between walled cities and open cities. Remember, that in the first pshat, there was a... You know, Kederach She'ir Lehem, Kach Kavu Aysam. There was a very clear makar in the Pesukim to a difference, but it had nothing to do with walled cities and open cities. Over here, there's a diuk in the pasuk to a difference between walled cities and open cities, that there was a grassroots yontif that was only celebrated by the open cities. So what could be the hezver? So Ramban says that what's the purpose? What's the difference between a walled city and an open city? A walled city has a wall. A wall provides protection. When you're in a walled city, you're more protected. You're less vulnerable. In an open city, you're more vulnerable. An army could just sweep in, and you're unfortified, you have nothing saving you, nothing protecting you. So if there's a gezeirah lahasrim harag l'abed, it's called Yehudim, so who's more scared? The Yidden in the open cities or the Yidden in the walled cities? The Yidden in the open cities are terrified. The goyim are going to come and they're going to kill them.
even the walled cities, we're not so troubled. The guy, we're going to get in. What do you mean? We're manning the walls. We're manning the fort. They felt safe. So they never felt the same degree of sakana. And that's why the Pasuk says that after the danger passed and there was a spontaneous, a grassroots celebration without anyone telling them, the prozim, they felt like celebrating. The mukafim, they never felt they were in such great danger, so they were never celebrating. This is the basic mahalach of the Ramban. I see some troubled faces because there's a very obvious kasha on this. Right? Well, what are we thinking? That, yeah, if you have, let's say, you know, a town like, I don't know, like, let's say, you know, nowadays, you have Eretz Yisrael, right? And they're afraid that the goyim are going to come from the West Bank, so they build a wall, right? That protects the Yidden are on one side of the wall, and the Arabs are on the other side of the wall, for the most part. So a wall is useful over there. Let's say, Rahman al-Islam, the Jews of New York City were afraid of a pogrom. So we'll build a wall around New York City. That doesn't do any good, because the bad guys are on the inside together with the good guys. There's no protection of a wall if we're living together amongst the Goyim. So this pshat only makes sense if we first state that the Yidden, at least the Yidden in question, were not living amongst the Goyim. So that's the why the way the Ramban begins this paragraph, the first point that he makes is that the main action that we're talking about was in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, what do you mean Eretz Yisrael? The Yidden were in Golos at this time. No, the story of Purim happened after the Rishyon Kairish. After Kairish had given permission that the Yidden should go up to Eretz Yisrael, and the Ramban says that at that time, let's read now the opening line of the paragraph. I learned the shtickle ksuvim. Ksuvim, he means here what we call ksuvim. You know, Miguel Esther, Ezra, Divrei Ayamim. Nisyashiv liya inyan yafa. Lepishu hu davar barur. Shebizman shalnei zekfar nifkadu Yisrael. V'olu la'aretz berishin kairish. V'nisyashiv barayim. The Yidden were back in Eretz Yisrael. Now, all the rest of it, which, okay, it comes later in the paragraph, right? He didn't speak out yet, but now, if you accept that premise, then it starts to make sense. If the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, and the Goyim were elsewhere, they were in Bavel, they were all around Eretz Yisrael, they were in Ha'udivad Kush, but the Yidden were in Eretz Yisrael, so those Yidden that were in Eretz Yisrael, some were in walled cities, some were in open cities. The ones that were in open cities were very vulnerable, but the ones that were in walled cities were safe, they were protected. And therefore, afterwards, they didn't feel like celebrating, so they didn't make a yontif. Just the present made a yontif. And now, Zechter Ramban, but you're going to tell me, what do you mean? They weren't. They weren't in Eretz Yisrael. Pasuk said, right, one of the better known psukim in the Megillah, in the words of Haman, talking to Achashverosh, Yesh noy am echon mefuzar mefayred beinu amin, they're scattered amongst the nations. He certainly sounds like he's describing a time of Golos. So like the Ramban, Av al pi sh'amar Haman, Yesh nei amecha mefuzer mefer ben ha'amim, Mikol makom, nevertheless, An shekenes sagedayla, Im roiv Yisrael, Ba'aretz hayu. The main part of Klal Yisrael was ready in Eretz Yisrael, V'shuvli olu mehem elam ha'otim im Ezra. There were only a few more that came up. He's referring to Pesukim in Ezra Perek Ches, where it says that when Ezra went up with Zerubbabel, which I don't know, I think that, you know, maybe we think of that as the main Aliyah back to Yisrael, because Ezra was the main leader of the Aliyah. But when Ezra finally came up to Yisrael, it counts over there. It said he came with this family and that family, and the Pesukim in Ezra count out this family had 100 people, this family had 30 people. And it goes through a whole list of families and says how many members of each family, and it adds up to about 1,500 people. 1,500 people came up with Ezra. Like the Ramban, the Yidden in the Eretz Yisrael, the second base of Mikdash was 1,500 people. Was their main yeshiva built on 1,500 people? Obviously, that couldn't have been where the Jewish community of Bayis Sheni came from. So Al Kerchach, they came before Ezra. They came Berishi and Kairish. So there was a much bigger Aliyah before the Purim story than there was after the Purim story. So Rav Yisrael, he says, was already in Eretz Yisrael.
What about Mordechai? Wasn't Mordechai for the Ashkenazi?
Yes, he was left out after the Ashkenaz Agdala. He was busy being Isaac with the government in Shushan, so he didn't go with it. Right, he means the rest of the Ashkenaz Agdala. Mordechai was, I guess, an ex-member of the Ashkenaz Agdala. I don't know, maybe he got reinstated later on, but at this point he was not serving. So now, because you see, Achashverosh LaHashmel LaHargan in the third paragraph. Ula Aved, Hayu Aprazim VaYarai Shein Lem Chaim Esaviv. The open cities without a wall, but suffix Akano Gedoyla, Shialu Aleim Avim. The people in the open cities were in terrible danger. The Goyim could kill them. Yosem and Mukafim, much more than those that were in walled cities. He brings a pasuk in Nehemiah where the pasuk demonstrates how a walled city provides a lot of protection. But jump down to where I underlined Rukshanasa. Rukshanasa Neis. So Asu Kulam Yaim Nayachu Mishte Vesimcha. The Chesiv Vishar Yudim Vishar Vinus Vemecha Chayish Nechal Vayim Al Nafshim Vishloi Shas Vinayach Vayar Basa Basa Yisai Yaim Mishte Vesimcha. Vishal Shushan Asoi Gam Kein Vimachas Anei Shalahen. But Zehar Yibishnas Anei Spolvah. You see, those are what we called before was the Yud Zayin Yud Ches. It says everybody celebrated. Yeah, but that was B'shas Mayis Amamish. But what about the next year? And 2 years later, and 3 years later, we don't know how many years it was. But there was a period of a few years between the Purim story and Mordechai's letter. And in those years, Omdu Prozim V'Nog Me Atzmam Latzim Arbas Asumcha Mishav Yom Tov Avam Ukafin Lo Yasuklam. At that point, Klai Yisrael separated. The residents of the open cities who felt like HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamash saved their lives from death and destruction, they would celebrate every year to commemorate the Neis, and the Yidden that lived in the walled cities, they didn't have the same hergish, so they didn't make a celebration. V'shaya Neis Gadol B'Prozim, V'ayalem T'Kanu G'dol, yes, make it precious. V'zehu Shekosav. So here he brings the pasuk. This is what I think was pasuk Yud Tes that we were arguing on before. Hayhudim haprazim hayeshim ba'ari haprazim oisim esem arbas l'chayit shatzim chum b'shnevi yintev v'lehuzku kam b'kofen klal. The pasuk doesn't say, and in the walled cities they did the 15th. It just says that in the open cities they did the 14th. V'zehu, that was the whole yantev.
We're assuming that the majority of the Jews were threatened by, were not in walled cities. These walled cities
from
the time
up. He didn't indicate which side was more.
I guess I was just thinking that when there's like a national threat, that's when we institute a chag, it seems.
This is not instituted. This is a grassroots chag. It's saying that the Yidden in that city. What happened then is that they were. Well, that's the next song. Let's read that now. Achazman, afterwards, the Achashahir Kadosh Baruch Hu Neimu Moshe Samach Menat Torah. This, by the way, is a reference to Ramban elsewhere. There's a, you know, in the, I mentioned before, the Ran argues with this whole Ramban. He doesn't like this Ramban. One of the points, even though this is really a detail, it's not so relevant to the whole shtick. I guess to some extent it is, because part of the Ramban's shtickle Torah is that there was a period of a few years in between. And he needs that because he's going to go on to say that when they made it an official Yontif, they wanted to indicate that there was a difference between the way the Prazim celebrated, where they did it on their own without being told, as opposed to the Mukafim that failed to make this Yontif and only did it when they were told. So that, right? And that's why they're, so to speak, demoted to the 15th. Now, the Ramban, in order for that Shtickle Torah to work, he needs that there should be a period of a few years in which the Yontif was being celebrated without it having been a takana. So he says it over here. Lachazman, lachashaher kadosh baruch hu inehem. So the Ran says, wait one second. You sound like you're quoting a Gemara, but you're misquoting it. Because the Gemara, there is a Gemara in Daf Zayin that says that they were debating, deliberating whether yes to make this takana or not to make this takana, and then they made a... They found the Rambam in the Pasuk like it's Abdul Chashalishim, but the Ran says, but that Gemara is not talking about the Yom Tov of Purim. That Gemara is talking about Megillah Esther, whether the Megillah should be part of Tanakh or not. That, the Gemara says, was a debate, and they were much to, you know, hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Neim, they found the Ramez. But there's no such Gemara anywhere about the Kfiyas of the Yom Tif. So therefore, you don't have a makar to this idea that there was an interim period. But the Tashbates points out that the Ramban, I don't remember if he just says that there's a Yerushalmi. I don't remember if he says that the Ramban himself actually, in his Pirush al HaTorah, the Ramban in the beginning of Parashas Vayis, either Veschanan or Re'eh, I don't remember which, two times the Torah talks about Bal Tosef. So on one of them, I think it's in Veschanan, the Ramban over there talks about why Purim is not a problem of Bal Tosef, and he brings down this Yerushalmi that really Purim should have been a violation of Bal Tosef, except that they were able to find a Remez min HaMikra. So that's what he, over here, he's referring to a Bekitzer, but I'm just pointing out that the Ran asks a kash on this Ramban, but it's the Ramban L'shitasa, he's referencing something that he talked about in his Pirush al HaTorah. So again, Achaz Mal Achashay, because we're going name, Umot V'samach Men HaTorah, Amar Merdechai Ubeis Dinai, V'ro Divreim Shal Prazim Shiroi Anes Lasis Lai Zechel HaTorahis. They agreed with the Prazim. The Prazim acted wisely. They recognized that this is a nace that should be celebrated with cover voice. And I'll call Yisrael Shkulim HaYibasafik. And they said that we should make this Yanta for everybody. But V'roi Lahaktim Prazim L'mukafim M'pnei Shahaya Nisam Gadol V'shem Eschilu B'mitzvah Tchila. The Ramban says two reasons why they gave deference to the Prazim and they gave them their own day and the first day. Because, first of all, for them it was a bigger nace, because they were saved from a greater danger. And second of all, they deserve credit, because they acted. They took the initiative on their own. And Hashem and the Mukafim, they had to be cold, but the Prazim didn't. So for two reasons, the Prazim get a bigger Yom Tov than the Mukafim do, and therefore theirs is on Yudalit, and the Mukafim is on Tetzvav. And it's, you know, the opening question was, Ma'ro al-Kacha, why can't everybody just do it the same? Because there's an important message that's being communicated by separating out the Mukafim from the Prazim and giving them a later day because of these two Nekudais. The Prazim had a bigger nace and they were Tchila Mitzvah Tchila. And in the next paragraph, we're not going to do it inside, but he makes a nice diuk from a couple of psukim later. It says, that Mordechai then sent out Svarim El Kol HaYehudim. Kol HaYehudim meaning even the Mukafim that weren't making, right? In Pesuk Yitzchak it said that the Prazim were making Yontif ready anyway. Mordechai sent out a letter that Kol HaYehudim should make a Yontif, meaning even the Mukafim. And then it says in Pesuk Chav Dalet Ki Yom HaMen Abdasu HaAgagi Tzerek Kol HaYehudim Choshev Al Yehudim LaAbdam. So Ramban emphasizes that word kol, that he was a tzeir kol hayehudim, meaning no one should think that they weren't included in the danger. That's what the pasuk is emphasizing, that Mordechai was coming to add even those yidden that didn't really relate so much to the danger. Haman was a tzeir kol hayehudim, and if you were in a danger from this gazer, you might have become in danger from the next. And you also should be celebrating. He makes that dig in the pasuk. So again, the Ramban, the kids are in a nutshell. His yesod is that there was a greater danger for the Prazim than there was for the Mukafim. The Prazim responded accordingly by celebrating before they were told to, and therefore, when the Yontif ended up being made, it was with special deference and chashivas being given to the Prazim. Where does it say, Pasuk Chof Dalet. It's, by the way, I think that's the last.
Perktes?
Yeah, Perktes. Yeah, all this in Perktes. Because they didn't have any protection. Unwalled, right, so they were more vulnerable. One of the kashas, the Ramban asked a number of kashas on this, but one of the kashas that he has, probably his strongest kashas, that the history that the Ramban gives as his opening premise, The Ran says is not right. It can't be right that
that Rav of the Yidden were already in Eretz Yisrael. He says, it says they were Fuzim Mefari Ben Amim, so how can you tell me that they were mostly in Eretz Yisrael? The Rambam brought a Raya, because he said, look, if you look in the Psukim in Ezra, it says that that only 1,500 came up after the Purim story. So if only 1,500 came up after the Purim story, so then Al-Karkach, many more came up before the Purim story. That's what allowed the Ramban to say this Shekel Torah. The Ramban says, no, that pasuk just means Ezra was coming from Bavel. It was saying that from Bavel with Ezra, only 1,500 came up. But among the rest of the Yidden that were scattered, many more, there must have been many, many thousands that came up, but they didn't come with Ezra because they were coming from the Refuzim Mefari Ben Amim, they weren't coming from Bavel. So here, I would bring in with the Ramban, with the piece that we started in the Sefer Geula. The Ramban says that the only Geula at the end of 70 years was for the Yidden of Malchus Yehuda. And the Yidden of Malchus Yehuda, for the most part, they were taken to Bavel. They're the ones that were Geula with Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, and they were taken to Bavel. And the Yidden that were scattered far and wide, that was the Aseres HaShvatim, for the most part. The Ramban speaks to that also in the Sefer Geula, that they were taken to Chalach and Chavar and other more far-flung and unfamiliar places. So the Mefuzim Refari Ben HaAmim is more a description of the Aseres HaShvatim. And the Aseres HaShvatim, they weren't coming back at the end of 70 years. Agav Urcha, the Ramban is a very geshmak of pieces, like two lines. Why didn't they come? Why Taka didn't they come back? He says, I have two possibilities. Maybe Kairesh only gave permission to, you know, maybe Kairesh viewed them as two separate entities, and he was giving permission to Malchus Yud, not to Malchus Yisrael. Or maybe, Zech the Ramban, maybe they felt that it was usher for them, and they didn't want to be among the, what's the expression, the people that are doichek es hakeitz, right? Chazal talk about how you're not allowed, right, to be doichek es hakeitz, the Gemara in Ksubis. You're not supposed to press before, you know, to force HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand, so to speak, to bring the Geula before HaKadosh Baruch Hu means for it to come. And they felt that since the Nevuah about 70 years was said on the Golos of the Malchus Yehuda, so they had a Haftacha to come back after 70 years. We, who left earlier, the Nevuah about coming back at the end of 70 years wasn't going on us. And so for us to come back would be Doichek es hakeitz. And therefore they abstained. That's the Ramban's topic. Was it that Kairish didn't give them permission, or was it that they abstained because the lashon is shalai avu litchoik es hakeitz sheyedua haya etzlam ki pekudas shivim shana lebavel nemar v'lay aleihem. They weren't in Bavel. Lebavel nemar v'lay aleihem. That's an interesting mar makam. But what's negele in yoneinu is that the Ramban over there says that the community of, but for the most part, the Yidden that left in the time of Tzidkiyo when Nebuchadnezzar brought them to, and Yechonia, when Nebuchadnezzar brought them to Bavel, they were in Bavel. And the community that was Mefuzim Mefari Ben Amim, they were the ones that left in the time of Sancheirev, and for the most part, they were from the Aseres HaShvatim. He says over there, not entirely, they didn't keep 100% separate, and they could have been Yechidim from the other Shvatim that were Nischaber to Shevi Yehuda. That's why there could be Yidden nowadays that are descended from other Shvatim, because when they were in Galus during those 70 years, they sometimes crossed paths, and people could have married into a family or could have become friends and switched to a different community. But as a community, as a Shevet, there was no Geula for the Aseres HaShvatim at the end of the 70 years. Now, that Yisoy that he says in Sefer Geula is his teretz to the Ran's Kasha. I mean, the Ran was saying that 1,500 people, yeah, that's from Bavel, but there were thousands and thousands that came from all over the world. But the Ramban holds, no, they didn't, because all over the world, that was Aseres HaShvatim, and there was no Geula here for the Aseres HaShvatim. They were only coming from Bavel, and therefore was, for the most part, only from Shevi Yehuda, and they're the people that are enumerated in Sefer Ezra, which were only 1,500. So where was the whole community of Bayis Sheni? They must have come before the Purim story with the Rishon Kodesh.
So that's what allows the Ramban to say his whole Shekel Torah. Just to add one final nekuda, that a little bit of a lumdish and nafkamina that comes out. In the Ramban, very clearly, I used the word demotion. According to the Ramban, very clearly, the 15th is the less chasher of the days, whereas the more of a maila to read on the 14th. You have to qualify to read on the 14th. The mukafim don't qualify for that chashivas. They lost their chance because they didn't act as beautifully as the Arim HaPrazim did. So we indicate that by giving them a later day. As opposed to Lufi the Ran, it really sounded almost like a Svara Hafucha from that. The Ran said that in Shushan they fought longer, they fought harder, they got their own day. And so that practice shouldn't die out, right? And it should have a kiyum for future generations. They added to it the mekoymos hanechvadim, meaning mekoymos chayma, those are considered chashuva cities. Now all the mekoymos hanechvadim should be like Shushan to have this maila of reading on the 15th. In the Ran, it sounds more like reading on the 15th is a maila, which the Prezim don't qualify for. Whereas in the Ramban, it sounds more farkarit, that the 14th is a maila, that's the real day, which the mukafim don't qualify for. And just very, the kids in Imritz, there's a machalikis v'shenim lahalacha about whether the arim, if you have an ear mukaf chayim v'si shur benun, but it doesn't have a sar bat lanim. Again, I apologize, I know we're not holding now in the sugya, but I'm sure some of you have seen the Mishnayos at the beginning of Masechet Megillah. There's the concept of a sar bat lanim, right? The Mishnah says, "Eizi yer gedel kol sheyesh b'asar bat lanim pachat b'gina reizek kfar." What about an ear muk of chayma that doesn't have a sar bat lanim? Tosfos says, ear muk of chayma, that doesn't need a sar bat lanim. Ear muk of chayma always needs another, you can't take it off of the 15th. There's this chashivas of reading on the 15th, and even if it's not convenient, you know, you need a yamaknisa hin and yamaknisa her, but they have the chashivas of the 15th. You can't take them away from the 15th. The Ramban argues. The Ramban says that no, just like the zman of 14th for the open cities is only if they have a tarbat lanim, the zman of 15th for the walled cities is also only if they have a tarbat lanim. They don't demakum yamaknisa. That Ramban is a strict lishitasai, meaning this machlokes taste in the Ramban, l'chayra, is arguing about whether 15th is a maila or it's not a maila. And the Ramban, l'shitasa, holds that it's not a maila. So therefore, there's no reason to be more makbid on the mukafim not to go off of their day than we are on the prazim not to go off of their day. Okay, that's a lumna show, I guess, aside. I'll just end with this. It says that Mordechai basically in his letters was endorsing what the Mukafim did, what the Prezim did, and telling the Krachim, you really should have done it too. He was sending a letter that, not like until now just some of the cities, but Kol HaYehudim, that all of the cities, even the Mukafim should also, meaning he was giving them a shekel Musar. What was the Musar here? That you felt because the way the danger played out, you know, based on your military calculations, oh, you know, there were other Yidden that were in danger, not me, so Nishkeferalach, I don't need to celebrate. For that, he was giving them Musar. I guess there's probably two ways to take the Musar. One possibility, which is a worthwhile Musar, but I don't think this is really what the Ramban means. But one lesson maybe to take out of it is that, let's say I'm not in danger, but other Yidden are in danger. If other Yidden are in danger and they get saved from their danger, I should also be celebrating. Where's the Abbas Yisrael? Why weren't you celebrating that thousands of Yidden were saved from danger? So you're not in that city, but the Yidden who were in those cities were saved from danger. Where's the sense of, you know, Kiyashach HaBaleidachat? That's maybe one Dvar Musar. But maybe more likely what the Ramban means is that you make cheshbonis that you were safe, your safety, your security, it could all change keharafayin, you know, because of your military calculations or political calculations, sometimes Yidden in one part of the world think that other Yidden are in danger because they live close to countries with that are hostile to them. But we live in a country that's a democracy where the Jews are treated nicely and we've always had equal rights and we're not in any danger. And sometimes, Yeshiva Shemayim Yitzchak, that how quickly the political situation and the military situation could change and overnight you could go from feeling perfectly secure to being in grave danger because you have a wall around you? A wall could also provide a danger. You just have to be more creative to think of how it could happen. A democracy could also provide a danger. You just have to be a little bit creative to think of how it could happen. It's not so hard to think of how such things could happen. So maybe the mussar was that you shouldn't think that because you're in a more secure situation, that al-pi derech hatava, al-pi the calculations that we make by normal political and military cause and effect, we think we're not in danger. We're always in danger. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we don't have Malach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shemrei, right, then whatever things we're relying on for security wouldn't help us at all. And we have to constantly be aware that we're being saved through the Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether we recognize it or not. Okay.